This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. We continue in Maseches Kesubos, Daf Yud Daled, page 14. Can you imagine? It seems like we just started yesterday. But Kachi Darko Shel Torah. Okay. So until now, we've had this recurring machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua regarding the believability of a woman, either in a case where she's single and she was mezana with somebody, we don't know whether the person she lived with would render her disqualified to kahuna, or if she's pregnant and we don't know the status of the man who fathered the child, where Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her. Rabbi Gamliel upholds the power of the Taina of Bari, either because of chazaka, she has a cheskas haguf, that she was not violated, or because of a migoy, a better taina that she could have claimed. And Rabbi Yeshua keeps on saying, no, loy mi pianu chayin, we cannot live based on her testimony, we do not believe her. So the Gemara says, hahu arus, the arusasai, there was a couple who were wed, they had erusin, hi amra minei. She says it was from him. Yeah, I'm pregnant, but he did it. V'hu amar, and he says, in mina. Yeah, I agree. It's from me. What does that mean? It's from me. Meaning, I lived with her, and I agree. It's probably from me. I don't assume she lived with anybody else. So now the question is: do we believe them? Do we believe them that he is the father of this child? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, l'may nechosh, what is there to be concerned for? Nothing to worry about. Number one, chada d'hakamoida. Number one, he agrees it was him. He says it was him. He says it was me. So even Rabbi Yeshua, who says we don't believe her, but he agrees, he concedes it was him. V'oid, and furthermore, even if he would not concede, ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lach k'ram Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, halachas like Rabbi Gamliel. So even if he would not concede, but we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe her, and she says it was from him, so we should believe it. So we have two reasons why there's nothing to be concerned with. Number one, because he agrees. Number two, because we believe her. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, halacha k'raban Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, now, that implies, this va'oid over here implies that if the husband would not be moida, we still have the factor that Ram Gamliel would say that we believe her. Amarle Abaye. Abaye said, uvaha, and in this case, kiloi moida. If he would not concede, Machsha Ram Gamliel, would Ram Gamliel say she's kosher? I mean, the implication is we have two reasons to have nothing to worry about. Number one, he concedes. Number two, even if he didn't, but we believe her. But would we believe her if he did not concede? Va'amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, halacha k'ram Gamliel. We pass him like Ram Gamliel, but va'aloi tavet uvda. But you should not paskin a case ad ikaroiv kasherin etzla, unless there's a roiv of people who are kosher to her, which implies that Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is only like Ram Gamliel by roiv kasherin, because Ram Gamliel never said we believe her unless it's roiv kasherin. So therefore, in this case, you can say there are two arguments. Number one, he concedes. Number two, even if he didn't, we would still believe her. It's not true we would still believe her, because it's Roif Psulim here. Why is it Roif Psulim? Because it's an Aros V'Arusasai. So almost everybody else in the world who could have lived with this woman would render her and the Vlad disqualified, because she's a married woman. She's betrothed to this guy. So anybody else that she would have lived with, she's living as a married woman. So it's Roiv Psulim. So you can't say there are two arguments. Number one, he concedes. And even if he didn't, we would go like Ram Gamliel, that we believe her. We would not believe her. It's Roiv Psulim in this case. Says the Gemara, V'hacha Roiv Psulim etzla. So Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, and he says, and according to you, Abaye, that Ram Gamliel never said his halacha, unless it's Roiv Ksherim. So what exactly did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel mean? Ulatamech, according to you, Tikshilach Higufa. Let's ask on this very statement itself. Halacha, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. Va'at loy tavir uvda, but you should not follow him. What do you mean you should not follow him? If the halacha is like him, then of course you should follow him. What does that mean? That's a self-contradictory statement. We paskin like Ram Gamliel, but don't follow him. Why not? Ella ma'yislach l'meimar. But what do you have to say? Ha lechatchila, ha di'aved. If the woman comes to ask us, we don't allow her lechatchila to follow the psak of Ram Gamliel unless it's Roiv Kesherim. But b'di'eved, if she went ahead and married, b'di'eved, if she married a kohen and she did not ask our advice, we won't force her to get divorced. So that's what it means. The halacha is like Ram Gamliel, but don't follow it. Don't follow it. It means if she asks us what to do, we would not. If she asks us what to do, we would not follow that halacha. However, once she goes ahead and acts on her own, we'll allow her to stay with the kohen. But in our case, where she already is pregnant, and now you want to say that the child is pasul and make her usher to her aros, by not believing her, basically what do you want to do? You want to say, well, we don't believe you. We want to say that you lived with somebody else. And in that case, you're usher to the arus, and your child is usher. Well, that's in l'cha b'di'evet g'dayla mizu, where post facto, where she already did her thing, you're going to usher her to her husband and say that the embryo is usher. That's a case of b'di'evet. In such a case, we definitely would follow Ram Gamliel. So Rabbi Yosef is arguing, I am correct. We definitely would follow Rabban Gamliel in this circumstance. Fine. Next at analysis.
We don't have a sheet on Yer Gimel Amud Beis. Yeshua ben Levi, who sell a devrei hamakshir makshir afil b'rag paisim.
Yeah, we did. We did. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I believe the lashon of the Gemara was Messiah Le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is a proof to the shita Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but that means that it's not a unanimously held shita. So here we see there's another viewpoint, namely that potentially Ram Gamliel only said his din by Roiv Kesherin, but we're not even saying that. We're saying that in terms of following Ram Gamliel, lechatchila you could only follow Ram Gamliel by Roiv Kesherin. Again, that does not mean that Ram Gamliel would not still make his point even by Roiv Sulem. Says the Gemara, Rami le Abai le Rava. Abai asked the following stira to Rava. Right now, Rabbi Yeshua, in two cases, either a single woman, we don't know who she was mezana with, we say we don't believe her. She has a cheskas kashrus, who cares? A woman gets pregnant, and she says, yeah, you know who got, who made you pregnant? Oh, the gadol hadara, koyin meyuchas, we don't believe her. Cheskas kashrus, we don't believe her. So Yeshua does not subscribe to cheskas kashrus. Says Gemara, mi amar Rabbi Yeshua in an emenes, does Rabbi Yeshua say that she's not believed? We're now going to cite a case where Rabbi Yeshua definitely does follow Cheskas Kashrus. Or Raminhu, Alaska Stira, Heyid, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Ala Manas Isa. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra testified on Amanas Isa that she's Kasher Lekahuna. Now, Almanas Yisa is a Shas terminology. And Rashi learns simply, basically, Almanas Yisa. Yisa means doe, a doe of doubt. Where a chalal is somebody who comes from a forbidden union of kuhuna. And here's the case. Reuven threw a get to his wife. We're not sure if the get landed closer to her, which would render her divorced, or closer to him, which would render her not divorced. Reuven then died. So basically, we don't know if the mother was an almana or a grusha. She then went ahead and married a kohen. Was she allowed to marry a kohen? Not really. It's a safek d'oraisa. But she did. They had a kid. The kid is a safek chalal. The kid got married. Now then the kid died. The almana is a safek pasul kuhuna, safek kasher. Again, she lived with someone who is the product of a safek chalal. She lived with someone who's the product of a safek of a woman who's a safek grusha who married a kohen. So in other words, the mother was a safek grusha, she married a kohen, she produced a kid, the kid is a safek chalal, someone married him, and then he died. So the question is, what about this almana? Is she kasher, lakuna, or pasul? Rabbi Yeshua says, she's kasher! Cheskas kashrus! Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, al almanas Isa, on the almana of dough, she kshera lakuna. Because we say that this woman, she was born to have a status of being kasher lakuna, we assume it remained that way. She married a guy. This guy is the product of a safek grusha who married a kohen. We say, don't take her out of her status quo. That means Rabbi Yeshua subscribes to cheskas kashrus. So why in the previous Mishnayos, when we don't know who the woman was mezana with, why can't we rely on cheskas kashrus? Says Gemara, what kind of comparison is that? You're going to compare a woman who got married to a woman who's mezana? Amar le hachi hashta, hasam, over there in the case of Almanas Isa, Isha Nises, by Dekes Venises, a woman who gets married, does an investigation, and gets married. What does that mean? This woman who's marrying this individual who is the product of the union of a Safek Grusha to a Kohen. So it means she married a Safek Chalal. Before she marries the guy, she's going to do her due diligence and check whether her mother-in-law was a Safek Grusha. And she did her due diligence. She yented Orion with every bungalow colony lady. And she found out that it was Taka Safek Karev La. It was Karev La, it was closer to him. How would she find that out? Because there were 90 ladies peering out the window of their bungalow colony, watching with a telescope where the get landed. And they knew. And they wrote it down. And they spoke about it at the pool. So it's really, she did her due diligence and she found out that it was, that the mother-in-law was not a grusha. But in the previous Mishnayos, where the woman is mezaneh, women who are mezaneh, they don't do their due diligence to ascertain the yichus of the person they're mezaneh with. It's not like they ask the guy, you know, before, would you mind showing me your resume? Now that's not how it works. When you get married, people look into the yichus. When people are mezaneh, they're not boidekes mezaneh. Hacha isha mezaneh, boidekes mezaneh. Here a woman who's mezaneh, she's going to look into it. So when does Rabbi Yeshua subscribe to cheskas kashrus? That's by Almanas Isa, where she's getting married. She's getting married, we could assume the woman did her due diligence. She's being mezaneh, then we would not assume the woman did her due diligence. Amar Rava said, "De Rabbi Yeshua, Kasha, Deram Gamliel, Loi Kasha. Why are you only asking a stira in Rabbi Yeshua? Why don't you ask a stira in Rabban Gamliel? Because Rabban Gamliel is also not consistent. Because Rabban Gamliel, in all the previous Mishnayos, he does subscribe to Chezkas Kashrus. Mashein Kain, in the case of Amonas Issa, Rabban Gamliel says we cannot trust the woman, and therefore the almana of this product of a grusha and a kohen, she's a suffik halala. Bahakatani seifa, the seifa of the brisa of Amonas Issa, teaches that even though Rabbi Yeshua says that ksher el kahuna, Amar lahen Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said to them, ki balnu eduschem. Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Huda will accept your testimony that you say the earlier rabbis say that she's kasher l'kuhuna. Avomanas, what should we do? Shehare Gaza, Rabbi Yochem ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochem ben Zakkai made a gzera, shaloi lahoyshev bezdin al kach, not to appoint a bezdin to testify that the almana is kasher. Why? Because the Kohanim would never listen and follow that. Kohanim only listen when you tell them that the Yichus is no good and you have to stay away. Kohanim don't listen when you tell them that the Yichus is good. Shah Kohanim Shoymin Lachem, the Kohanim will listen to you. Larachek, to keep a distance from a family of question. Avaloy Lakarev, but not to bring close. But not to bring close when there is a question of Yichus. So Ram Gamliel in the previous Mishnah is by Midah Beres and Mi'u Beres. Ram Gamliel says, we believe her, Cheskas Kashrus, but by Amonas Issa, we say, no, you can't be Machsher her, because the Kohanim are not going to listen. So why by Midah Beres and Mi'u Beres? And we have a question. Is the woman Kasher L'Kahuna? Is the Vlad of valid lineage? We say, yes, let's trust her, Cheskas Kashrus. So why not by Safik Chalal, who lives with this woman, why don't we say the same thing? Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rava, Deram Gamliel, Adaram Gamliel, Loi Kasha. There's no steer in Ram Gamliel either. You know why? Because in the previous Mishnayos, when we're lenient, that's because she's saying, Bari! I know for sure the guy who I lived with was a kosher yichah, had kosher yichos. I know for sure the person who impregnated me, who produces vat, is of kosher yichos. So even though there's a suffix, but bari carries a day. Hasam bari. But in the case of Amonas Issa, when this woman marries the guy who's the son of an almana, who may have been a grusha, she has no clue whether the mother-in-law was a grusha or not. Even though she claims she did her due diligence, nah, but there's no way she can know definitively, so she's a shema. So since she's a shema, we will not believe her by Almanas Issa. Now, we already answered the stira in Rabbi Yeshua. We said that when does Rabbi Yeshua say you're not believed, that's vaiznus? When does Rabbi Yeshua say you are believed by marriage? But Rava does not subscribe to that at all. You know why? Because that svara is based on the fact that by marriage, she's a bari. But Rava says there's no way for her to be a bari, even when she gets married. Even if she asks the yentas from the bungalow colony, that's still not going to give her a definitive claim to know for sure what happens. And therefore, Rava offers the following way to reconcile the stira of Rabbi Yeshua's. So basically what it's going to come out is that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua are going to be exact opposites. By Midaberes and Muberes, Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. By the case of Amonas Issa, Rabbi Gamliel says we don't believe her, Rabbi Yeshua says we do. We've reconciled Rabbi Gamliel by saying that by Amonas Issa, she's a Shema, by Medaberes and Muberes, she's a Bari. And watch how we're going to reconcile Rabbi Yeshua. De Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Loikasha, there's no contradiction, Rabbi Yeshua. Hasam chad sveika. In the case of medaberes and meuberes, there's one suffix. Who lived with you, lady? Was he a kosher or a pasul? It's one suffix. By one suffix, it's a real doubt. We can't believe her. So you say, by almanas isa, it's also one suffix. The one suffix is the mother-in-law, was the get thrown to her before her husband died? Did it land closer to her? And that means she's a grusha. And that means when she married a kayin, the vlaza a chalal. Or did it land closer to him? Isn't that one suffix? So Rashi says, a whopper, a chiddush of the century. Yeah, it's one suffix in the mother-in-law. And now, there's a suffix in the chalal, who comes from the kayach of the mother-in-law. And now, there's a shayla about the person who married that chalal. So it's removed. The suffix is not in what she did. The suffix is in an earlier generation who the person who she married came mikoyach that earlier generation. What that does is it allows the chazaka to be strong. Why? It's not so clear. It seems like when there's a question about a woman, did you marry a kosher, did you marry a pasul, that weakens her status quo, it weakens her cheskas kashrus. Don't you use cheskas kashrus when you lived with someone about whom there was doubt. But if the doubt was in a previous generation, and then that previous generation produced an offspring, and now we have a question about the person who married this offspring, her chazaka remains to a degree not as affected because the doubt was in an earlier step. So it's not really two sfeikais, it's one suffeik. Now Tosfos learns this Gemara literally. Tosfos learns the Gemara that the Gemara is changing the case of Alman Asisa. Listen carefully. Tosfos learns the Gemara. Until now, we thought the case was there was a lady. The husband threw a get to her. We don't know if it landed closer to him or to her. So she may or may not have been a grusha. She married a kayin. She produced a kid. And that kid is a chalal, or a suffig chalal. And a woman married him. Now we're saying, somewhere in this family got mixed a woman who a husband threw a get to her, safe karvla karvla. So not only is the deceased husband of the amana a safe chalal, but we don't even know if it was him, it could have been somebody else. So it's a classic case of svek sveka. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns the suffik is on the offspring, but since it occurred and began in an earlier generation, it doesn't affect the chazaka to the same extent. And therefore the Gemara says, Hasam by Amanasisa, medaberes, chad sveka, it's one suffik. Hacha by Amanasisa, Trei sveiki. It's two sveikos. Again, according to Rashi, it's not literally two sveikos, but rather it's a suffik that originated at an earlier time. Therefore, we say like this, Hilkach, the Rabban Gamliel, Rab Gamliel holds Bari is so strong that even when there's one suffik of the status of the person she lived with, Da'afilu b'chad sveika nami machsher, we would still render her kasher. But Shema is so weak that even by Svek Sveika we would passel her because her claim is Shvacha Maisas. She has no idea of whether the person she lived with was a Chalal or not. Vikile Shema, Shema is very weak. Da'afilu b'Svek Sveika nami passel. Even by Svek Sveika we would passel her. But Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Lechad Sveika, one suffik is such a question that even when she's bari, she'll still be pasul. Dafil b'bari nami pasul. But svek svek is so lenient that even when she's shema, she'll be kasher. Bekilei svek sveka, dafil b'shema Nami Machsher. So this is how we're setting up the seemingly diametrically opposite conclusions of Rangamli and Rabbi Yeshua. By Medaberes and Meuberes, Ram Gamliel says, Kasher, why? Bari, even though it's one suffix. By Amanas Isa, Ram Gamliel says, Pasul, why? Because she's not a Bari, even though it's a sex fake. By the way, according to Rashi, it comes out much better. It's not really a sex fake. So Ram Gamliel be Machmer. It's not really two sfeikas. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, he holds that by Medaberes Medaberes, where it's one suffik, she's puzzle, even though she's a bari. But by Amarasisa, where there's additional suffik, so then we will be machsher her, even though she's a shema. And then the Gemara said on Yud Gimel Beis that a shvuya, even Ram Gamliel is moide, everybody agrees she's not believed, because it's Roiv Psulim and Roiv Goyim Prutzim Ba'arayosim, and there's no Isha Daika Uminsava. Okay? There we go. Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.